Much of the way America celebrates Christmas comes from, or is related to, the way the holiday is celebrated in Germany. We wait for Santa Claus and sing the German carols O Tannenbaum and Silent Night. The names of Santa's reindeer, Donner and Blitzen, mean thunder and lightning in German. The German tradition has also been influenced by the United States, infiltrated by Disney characters and American pop music. From Berlin, NPR's Edward Lifson brings us sounds and sights of this year's Christmas in Germany.
Walk through the Brandenburg Gate, straight down Unter den Linden, which is a boulevard lined with ornate buildings and some of the world's greatest museums and an opera house. At the end, by the Spree River and the overwhelming Berlin Cathedral, is the main Christmas market in the city's eastern half. The brightly colored flashing lights of a giant Ferris wheel spray color into the cold Berlin night. People come here for the carnival rides and the craft stands. Bare white light bulbs outline rustic little wooden chalets from which vendors sell cinnamon, tree ornaments from Bali and Taiwan and Bavaria. There's cotton candy. Bratwurst is sold here by the half meter. And who can resist watching the 38-pipe concert calliope? Next show, 9 p.m. This trailer-sized, turn-of-the-century orchestrion is a hand-carved silver rococo landscape gone wild. Half a dozen voluptuous female figurines float in front of the organ pipes in time with the music. Their hands strum harps or go up and down to play a drum, or they blow their golden trumpets from left to right. The Weihnachtsmann, Santa Claus, is far more somber than any shopping mall Santa in the States. Practices his ho 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 for an American.
Ho 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 ho.
The German Santa is more of a disciplinarian. He sternly asks kids if they've been good. Otherwise, he threatens to whip them with a switch and put them in a sack.
Feuertrombone, lecker, lecker, lecker.
Ist das oder was?
Ja, natürlich.
In most German cities, you'd find the Christmas market in the historic center of town. In Berlin, that's a problem, since the city was uniquely divided in two for 41 years. City planners want this area by Unter den Linden to once again be the center of Berlin, but it hasn't happened yet, 6 years after reunification, says Tanya Karstens. She's a medical technician.
I think Berlin has two centers, one the west and one the east.
So each one still has a market. This one in the east sits below huge construction cranes. They're decked out in lights, too, for this season. And pine trees have been trucked in here to try to hide the construction work that goes on all around. Just behind the slowly spinning Ferris wheel and all the action, there's this large, dark box of a building. It sits empty and abandoned. It's the only building around here that's not lit. That was the headquarters for the communist government of the former East Germany. It can't be used because it's contaminated with asbestos. And it hasn't been torn down because some Easterners are offended that the new Western-dominated government would want to wipe out a symbol of their past. This is all I made in one day, says Martin Castantito. Commerce at this Christmas fair is truly multinational. This Peruvian man is selling mini donuts from Minneapolis. His little fried and sugared pieces of dough are the rage in the former West Berlin. Kids love to watch them pop out of the machine, but in what was East Berlin, this American product hasn't caught on.
Bueno, acá la gente no conoce.
Here, the people don't know them.
En el otro Berlín, sí.
In the other Berlin, in West Berlin, yes. If the carnival atmosphere and the Wurst and the crowds are too much, there's a tiny little shop on Sophienstrasse, in the former East Berlin, near Unter den Linden, in what once was the Jewish section. The shop is filled with small to large wooden carvings, manger scenes, stars of Bethlehem made out of straw, matchbox dioramas of the flight to Egypt.
I have some problem. I'm looking for a little present for my wife.
And there's too much to choose from, says Burkhard Forstreiter, a well-dressed middle-aged man with an easy smile. He says, before reunification, he never found such a selection of these fine works in the East, where they're made and where he lived, because they were mostly exported for hard currency. Forstreiter is an assistant professor of African languages.
I'm working here with a university, but it is now my last days. I will be sacked on the 31st of December, because there's quite a new structure.
That's the downside of reunification. Many people are becoming unemployed because of the consolidation and the downsizing of public entities, such as hospitals, museums, childcare centers, and universities.
And the new structure doesn't allow so many assistants, and the monetary situation is very difficult.
The wooden carvings that Forstreiter's looking at are made in southern Germany, in a region called the Erzgebirge. It's in the former East. 100 years ago, the villagers there were laid off from their mining jobs, so they started selling these music boxes and wooden carvings. Under communist times, industrial jobs returned, but after 1990, much of the eastern industry was shut down. The people of Erzgebirge were laid off again. Fortunately, they'd never stopped carving, and they returned in a big way to selling their Christmas matchbox dioramas and wooden Christmas carousels. Burkhard Forstreiter picks up a baby Jesus and admires it.
Either a star, another star, straw star, or a little statue or something like this. You see?
So what kind of Christmas is it going to be for you?
It is the same as every year. No problem. Christmas cannot be touched by problems from the outside.
Ist das Leben nicht schön? It's a wonderful life, which, by the way, will be on television here in the early hours of Christmas Day. In Berlin, I'm Edward Lifson reporting.
Jingle bells, durch den Winterwald. Wenn ein Tag das Glöckchen klingt, die Peitsche lustig knallt. Hey, jingle bells, durch den Winterwald. Wenn ein Tag das Glöckchen klingt, die Peitsche lustig knallt.